Hi, my name is Maddie. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Movement Youth. Also, please make sure to sign up for DNOW, which is February 21st through the 23rd. For now, let's get to this week's message.
So I want to talk tonight to a few people in particular, but here's one encouragement. Can I do this? Can I take like a 2 minute timeout in the message? If I can do that, say, you can do that. Thank you. That's so polite of you guys. I really appreciate that. Here's what I want to encourage you. If you're here tonight and you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have a relationship with God, you've been saved, you've accepted Christ, you've given your life to Christ. We have a lot of different like Christianese words for saying the same thing. But if you've done that, if you're a Christian and you've not yet been baptized, I really want you to get baptized this weekend at DNOW. And here's a few objections that people have to getting baptized. And that's a command that we see in Scripture to be baptized, just like Jesus was baptized. And a lot of times people say, well, I don't want to make a big show all about me. That's okay. You're not. You're making a big show about Jesus. Can somebody say amen? Could somebody say amen? Oh, I got this crowd over here. Y'all don't love Jesus. I guess. There you go. All right. It's like everybody's just matching my mood. I don't have a voice, so you're like, oh, I guess we don't have a voice either. Okay, that's all right. No, that's the first objection. People are like, I don't want to draw attention to myself. It's not about drawing attention to yourself. It's about drawing attention to Jesus and what he's done in changing your life. That's what baptism is about. I wear this wedding ring not because it makes me a Christian or just because I like, you know, flashing my bling around or anything like that. Yeah, you see that? That's gold. That's not what it's about at all. I wear this to say, hey, I'm committed to somebody. Like, I'm taken. I'm with someone, right? That's the whole idea of baptism as well. The second reason that people don't want to get baptized or they're hesitant or they're slow to get baptized is because they say, well, it's really just, I mean, I'm only hurting myself. I know I'm supposed to, but it's really just for me. It's not just for you. It's for the hundreds of eyes that will be watching you when you get baptized. You want to know an amazing statistic that blows my mind every time I hear it? It's still true today. It's been true for 5 or 6 years here at Movement Youth. Every time somebody gets baptized, every time somebody shares their testimony through video, every single time that happens, either that Wednesday night or the following Wednesday night, somebody else accepts Jesus and gets saved. Isn't that amazing? Can we just give God glory for that? Can we just give God glory for that? That's incredible. And we're like, wow, what are the chances? That's so random. It's not random. It's what's happening is somebody saying, hey, wow, God did that in so-and-so's life. Maybe he could do that in my life. And so I'm so grateful for so many of you guys who've taken that step of obedience to be baptized publicly as an example for other people, because you are, in a way, you are reaching out and helping to save someone else who doesn't have a relationship with Jesus. You give them the boldness to say, all right, I mean, it worked for them. Maybe I can do it. Okay, I was thinking about it. Now I'm sure I'm going to put my hope in Jesus today. I'm going to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. All right, commercial's over. That's baptism. That's my 2 cents, but I want to pray, and then we're going to get closer to, we're going to open God's word, and if you would, just kind of bow your heads, close your eyes, and we'll kind of get into the message. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your example in Scripture. Thank you that it still speaks to us hundreds and even thousands of years later, Lord, and it helps to inform our lives. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to focus. Lord, I pray that you give me a voice. I pray that we only hear your words, not mine. In your name we pray. Amen. Turn to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. We're not going to read it just yet. I'm not giving you the verses. That's my like trick. When I don't want you to read ahead of me, I don't tell you what verses. So if you were really fast, you can read all of them. You go ahead. Have at it. But here is what tonight's message is about. Tonight's message is for the person who's been to DNOW, but maybe you've never felt God do something powerful in your life. Maybe tonight's message is for the person who's been to a camp or been to a DNOW or been to 5 DNOWs, but you've never had that moment that other people talk about. You know, that moment where like Holy Spirit's moving and everybody's hands are in the air and you're just like, oh, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for being so amazing. Hallelujah. And you have that like connection with God. You're like, I've been to these DNOWs, but I've never had that. Tonight's message is for the person who's never been to that kind of thing, so you don't have an idea of what to expect. Tonight's message is for the skeptic who's been around the block a couple of times and is like, yeah, I understand the whole idea of going to church for a whole weekend, and I'm just not about it. I don't see what's so special about it. I don't see what's so specific about it. But what's most frustrating, I think, this is what's most frustrating to me sometimes, is when you've experienced a move of God, when you've experienced an interaction with God that was so impactful, but you can't seem to like recreate it. You guys know what I'm talking about? Like you're like, oh, there was this one moment where like they were playing Sinking Deep and they hit that chorus or they went to the bridge in that song and everybody was singing and then the drums, it was just the drums and we were like shouting it out and we all got saved twice. It was an amazing moment right there at the altar. Like you're, and some of you don't, you're like, can you do that? No, you can't get saved twice. But if you could have, you would have in that moment because it was just such an amazing moment. And then some of you were thinking like, there was just this one message. Maybe it wasn't at a D-Now, maybe it wasn't at a camp. It was just this one sermon that I heard, a preacher, I don't even remember his name. It's just, ooh, that got me so good. I remember he said this. Like, I just wish I could hear another sermon like that. Like, I just wish, that one just got me so, I wish I could hear another message like that. And I've never felt something, I've never heard from God in that way. I've never, like, you know, got it the way that I got it in that moment. Maybe it was like, you just had the best group leader. Y'all know we have over 100 volunteers getting ready to serve you at DNOW 2020. You know that's true. Can you just give God glory for that? Can you give it up for our volunteers? Like in advance for what they haven't done, but they're going to do. 100 volunteers, that just blows my mind. Maybe you just had like an amazing group leader that they just, like you still talk about him today. His name was Joey. His name was Josh. I don't know what his name was, but you're like, you remember so-and-so? Yeah, I remember so-and-so. He just made the Bible come alive like in such an amazing way. It was just the 10 of us sitting in a circle at so-and-so's house, at Pastor David's house, and we were reading the Bible, and the way that she opened the Bible, like, I just understood it so clearly, like I'd never understood it before. And it's, like, we want to give God glory that he equips people to teach us and that he speaks to us through other people. That's not a bad thing to miss. It's not a bad thing to celebrate that. But you might even be thinking about a small group bond. Like some of y'all, you're only going to be together for like 44 hours or something like that, less than that. And you're going to be going to small groups, you're going to be playing activities, and you're going to be going to the services, and you're going to sing and dance, and you have a great time. But some of you guys, you're going to leave that weekend like brothers, like sisters in Jesus. You're like, I didn't even know her name before, but now she's my best friend. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I just love her. Oh, you. And you're going to like follow each other on Instagram. You're going to be like, I didn't even know you, but now we're like soul sisters. Anyways. And you might think back to like DNOW 2018, you'd be like, that was the best host home ever. Host home number 13. What? Like, that was just the best group ever. Was anybody in here actually host home number 13? I don't know. You're like, I don't remember what host home number I was. I just remember the people because they were so amazing. And you might be thinking, I'm never going to have a group leader like that. You're probably right. I'm never going to have a host home exactly like that again. You're right. You won't. I'm never going to have like a moment. I've tried and I've done everything that I can, but I can't seem to recreate that moment at the altar where I was crying over the sin in my life, or I just can't seem to recreate that situation, or I've never heard a sermon just like that. I've even tried YouTubing them and I can't find a sermon like that one that spoke to me in such a powerful way. You're right. Because God is not like this vending machine that just spits it out the same way over and over again. God does something new and exciting and fresh in our lives on a daily basis. And every DNOW is different, every camp is different, every collective, every Sunday morning is different. Every time you open God's word alone on a Monday morning in your car before school, God speaks to you in a unique way. And so I want us to look at this passage of scripture together. We're in Isaiah 43, and I want us to look real closely at this story, it's really, it's a prophecy from a prophet named Isaiah who's speaking to the Israelites in a bad time of their lives. Like, how many of you would say that the season of life you're going through right now is not your favorite season, just by show of hands? It's not your favorite? Like, there was a time that was better than this, right? I think so anyways. That's okay to admit. It's okay to not be, like, stoked about the season of life you're walking through right now. The Israelites were not excited about the season of life that we're walking through at that period of time. They were not even in their own country because they were slaves in a place called Babylon. Say Babylon. Babylon. Good. We were a little behind, Clint. Everybody's like, Babylon, Babylon, Babylon. Clint's like, Babylon. He's operating on like 3 hours of sleep because he just had a baby. It's cool. It's all good. Hey, give it up for Clint and his cute little baby. Little baby Prescott, little P. I can't hold little P anymore because I'm little Prescott, because I'm sick and I don't want to get baby Prescott sick. So they're in Babylon and they're slaves to the Babylonians because God is punishing them. They sinned, they worshiped other gods, they were not faithful to God. And so God is punishing them by allowing the Babylonians to come in and conquer them, take them over, and then drag them back to their place as slaves. So they're not even in their homeland. And they, let me tell you this about the Israelites, they are really good storytellers. You know some storytellers? You know some people who are good at telling stories? We like to tell stories. We just were about how, you know, D Now 2015 and 16. It's not bad to tell stories, but when you get stuck in the story, you miss what God's trying to do in your present. And so what was happening is they were, you know, huddled around. I don't know why I'm picturing it this way. I just picture them like huddled around a fire, like it's cold at night, and they've just been working all day long as slaves in Babylon. And they're like, man, you remember King David? Oh, King David was the man. God sent him along just in time, even as a little kid, to kill Goliath. We could really use a Goliath-killing kind of guy right now. We could use King David. God, would you please just send us another King David, please? That would just be amazing. That would be the best. I could see them having these kind of conversations. Like, yeah, King David was pretty great. Probably never going to have another leader like him. He was amazing. But if God would send us a King David, that would be amazing. And then they're thinking, oh, man, we are in a real, like, predicament. We got our tails handed to us by these Babylonians. They came in, they kicked butt and took names. Like, they embarrassed us. We could really use, like, a strong, like, organized military leader. Like Joshua. Joshua was the best. Round of applause. If you read the Bible, you know who Joshua is by round of applause. Okay, good. Good. Not that Joshua. Joshua's great. Josh the intern is great. I love Josh the intern. But he's not the organized military leader that Joshua from the Bible was, okay? Maybe not yet. One day. We could really use another Joshua right now. God, would you please send us like another guy just like Joshua, like maybe a little bit taller, a little bit stronger, but I mean, he had that weird eye. You could iron that out, but send us another Joshua. We need another Joshua. We need somebody else who's going to come and help us out the way that he did. God, would you please send us another Joshua? And this passage we're going to read, we're going to start in verse 16. I feel like God is kind of like irritated. And so he tells Isaiah to tell the people of Israel what's going down. And this is what it says in the Passion Translation, starting in verse 16. Yahweh is the one, Yahweh is another name for God. He's the one who makes a way in the sea and a pathway in the mighty waters. He destroyed chariots and horses and all their mighty warriors, and they fell, never to rise again. Gone, forever, snuffed out like a wick. And I feel like that is right where, like, as Isaiah is telling this to the people of Israel, they're like, yeah, you're right. So we need him to come and do that again. Like, that sounds just like what I was telling you about Joshua. We were just talking about when Joshua led the people of Israel into the promised land, and they started, you know, kicking out all the Canaanites and the Hittites and all the Perizzites and all the other bad guys. We need them to do that again, but with the Babylonians. Like, come on, bring us Joshua, bring us another God. And then Isaiah says, well, this is what he says. Stop dwelling on the past. And they're like, what? What did you say? But he did some really cool things in the past. Yeah, he did. But stop dwelling on the past. Don't even remember these former things. He says, because I'm doing something brand new, something unheard of. This is God speaking, not Isaiah. Even now it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? Can't you see this happening right in front of you? I will make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert. And this is where all of the Israelites collectively said, huh? We're just going to do the same thing because y'all are confused too. On the count of three, say, huh? One, two, three. Huh. Right? Confusion. Instant confusion. What are you talking about? Forget the things of the past? God, we don't want to, that's in the Bible. We can't forget that. That's in like the Pentateuch, first five books of the Bible. This is super important stuff. We don't want to forget it. God's not saying literally like stop talking about it or stop remembering it. He's saying, hey, would you shut up about Moses, please? Jesus is saying the same thing in the New Testament. He's saying, listen, you're really excited about Moses. Let me tell you about Moses. He says, if I hear you bring up Moses or Joshua or David one more time, they're like, okay. But what about Samson? Samson was so strong. Stop talking about what I've done in the past. And he says, in verse 19, this is very intentional. This is very intentional what he says here. He says, I'm doing something brand new, something unheard of. And at the very end, he says, I will make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert. And what we believe about this period of time and what was going on in the world at this time is there was Babylon, and then way over here, there was Israel, but there was a vast desert right in the middle of it. So they've been dragged from their homeland. They came all the way back. They've been dragged all the way to Babylon, to a place they don't know. And if they even thought about running away, there's this huge desert in between them and home. And he says, listen, I'm about to make a way in the desert. And they're like, okay, could you send us like a guy like Moses? This sounds like a job for Moses. And he says, listen, Moses came and he prepared. And they're like, God, would you just split the Red Sea? That was really impressive when you did that. Like they're telling stories about this over and over and over again. And that's where their mind is stuck in the past. And he says, listen, the same God that split the sea can make a way in the wilderness, can make a way in the desert. It's the same power that split the sea can make a way in the wilderness. And you don't need to get so caught up in what I've done in the past that you're not realizing what I'm doing in the future. And so I think there's a lot of us here tonight, you are so fixated on something good. Don't misunderstand me. You're fixated on something good that God did in your past that you're not realizing what he's trying to do in your present. Some of y'all need to wake up to this because you're not even hearing me. You are so focused on DNOW 2017. I am too, because it was a good year. 21 people getting baptized, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But if we're so focused on DNOW 2017, we're going to miss what he's going to do next week. And it might not look the same way. It might not look the way that we're expecting it to. I trust God. I say I trust God. Like on paper, I trust God. But in my heart, I'm like, okay, I'll trust you, but only if you do it the way that I want you to. Only if you save 21 people, maybe 22 people getting baptized. God, that was good, right? We only want to go up. And that might happen. God can save 50 people. He can save one person if he wants to. He can do it however he wants. But what God is saying to the people of Israel there is, hey, listen, if you're looking for me to split the Red Sea again, I've been there, done that. I'm not going to do that again. If you're looking for me to come in and banish the Canaanites and set up Israel as the people in the promised land the way that I told Abraham long, long, long time ago that I would, I've been there, done that. I've already been there and shown off in that way. I'm going to do something new. But you're going to miss it if you don't quit crying about the past. Some of y'all, we usually switch life group leaders around a little bit every August, every fall. And you're all like, I just loved my old life group leader. They were so good. He was just the man. She was just so awesome the way that she always like texted us to see how we were doing. And he was just so awesome the way that he opened the Bible. Like it made sense. And my new life group leader, they're not the same. Some of you guys need to stop, take stock of what you learned from that life group leader, write it down in a little notebook, and then close that notebook and put it on the shelf. Somebody say amen. Because what God taught you last year is not what he needs to teach you this year. What God revealed to you in such an eye-opening way at DNOW 2015. Oh, are we still talking about DNOW 2015? God's like, you learned it. Let's move on. Like if you were 5 years old in 2015 and you're still 5 years old at this point, then there's a problem. If you need to be spoon-fed the same lesson that you did 5 years ago, it means that you're not growing. Some of you are like, well, I moved here from another town. And I don't like this town. It's different. They don't have my favorite restaurant. The tacos, they're just, what's with these crunchy tacos? The place I grew up in had only soft tacos, and they were from the Lord. They were amazing tacos, and Taco Bell is trash. And so it's just not, I was looking at this group over here when I said that. It is, though. It is. And so, and you're thinking, I don't like this town. It's not like the town I grew up in. It's not like the church I grew up in. It's not like the youth group. I miss my old youth group. I'm sure your old youth group was great. But what God used that group of people to teach you is not what he needs to use this group of people to teach you. I bet your old youth pastor was way better than me. I bet he was awesome. But God has got you in this place and time, in this moment in history, to teach you something that you have not already learned, that you have not already had the opportunity to be taught. You could be looking at a situation much like the people of Israel, and they're saying, I got 600, 700 miles of desert in front of me. And maybe that's what you think Gainesville is. Maybe that's what you think Buchholz High School is. Maybe that's what you think The Rock School is, or Oak Hall. I don't know. Maybe you're like, I'm homeschooled, and this is the valley of the shadow of death. I know it. Maybe you're in that kind of situation, and God says, hey, you need to change your perspective because I'm about to put something there that's never been there before. I'm about to make a river in that wasteland. I'm about to teach you something that's going to blow your mind in 2020, but if you keep looking back, you're going to miss it. I don't want us to miss anything. I don't want us to miss out on what God wants to teach us as individuals or how God wants to change us as a group. We prayed this with our student serve team. The guys wearing the pretty red lanyards that are here to serve you, can we give it up for our student serve team? Can we give it up for our student serve team? Jefferson in the back on the camera is just like, yeah, Jefferson. I love you, Jefferson. Our student serve team was praying this just before. Said, God, I pray that we will learn something. Our staff was sitting right here before the service saying, God, teach us something at DNOW 2020. Don't let us be so focused on putting something on for our students that we love so much that we miss out on what you want to say to us. And so coming into DNOW weekend, and I know some of you guys are like, I'm not going to DNOW weekend. You should. Cancel your plans. Tell your coach you're not playing. You can put somebody else in. I don't care if I lose my starting job for the rest of the year. Just cancel it. Go to DNOW. Have your life changed. But some of you, we know going into DNOW weekend a few things. We know that we're going to have a lot of fun. We know that we're going to play some games. Red team, blue team, yellow team, green. Red team, red team. Like some of you guys, you hate the color red, but you are going to be chanting it all weekend long because you are overly competitive. It's blue. It's blue. Let's be honest. It's blue. We're going to have some competitions. We're going to have some games, and I can't wait for you guys to have a good time. We know that we're going to have worship. We know Clint's going to be on the guitar, and we're going to hit record, and we're going to see how you guys sound on Spotify and Apple and all that kind of good stuff. Somebody was like, are we going to have the music on Apple Music or just Spotify? Both. We're going to have it on both. Wherever you want to listen to it. SoundCloud, your mom's Facebook, wherever. If there's a button that we can push play, we'll do that. We know that we're going to have worship. We know that we're going to have games. We know we're going to open God's Word, and our speaker, Nate Dooley, is going to do an incredible job teaching us from God's Word. And God's Word, here's what the Bible says about the Bible, is that God's Word never returns void. Meaning, if it goes out, something's coming back. So God's Word goes out, people's lives are changed, and people have to get sin out of their lives. People are motivated to change something in their lives, and they get excited about reaching their friends, or they get saved themselves. God's Word never returns void. It always comes back with something to show for it. And so we know that that's going to happen. But whether or not you leave this church on Sunday at 12:30 when DNOW is over, having been changed or not, has very little to do with the games or what kind of songs we sing or whether or not the speaker did a good job in your opinion. Whether or not you leave changed has everything to do with how open your heart is to what God wants to teach you this Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And so we're going to go to our teams in just a little bit, and we're going to pray with one another, for one another, that God would speak to us in a powerful way this weekend. That God would speak to us in a powerful way. every single time that we open God's word, that we would not settle for what he taught us 2 years ago, even though it was great, even though it was fantastic. And we can share that with other people so that they're benefited. But we want to learn, God, what do you have next for us? What is the new thing that you want to do in our lives, in my life personally, in Movement Youth? What do you want to do next? Because we're ready.